jaundice.
Yellow jaundice. Mm-hmm. What about if you have a pain right about here?
Your appendix.
You'd say you've had an attack of...
Appendix attack.
Appendicitis?
Yeah. Had an attack of appendicitis.
If a person eats something or drinks something that doesn't agree with him, and it comes back up, you'd say...
He vomits.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, I've heard them call it puking.
Or anything else?
Vomit and...
You had to maybe throw up?
Throw up, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Are those all kind of joking terms?
Well, yes, the proper thing is vomit, but and the old people that, as we said a while ago about so many things, they had foggy ways of expressing things.
Yeah. So a person who had to vomit, you'd say that he's sick where? He's
sick at his stomach.
Sick at his stomach, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. If some, maybe one of your neighbors has heard some news, you might say, well, she had hardly got the news when she came right over
to gossip.
Yeah, to gossip or maybe to tell something.
To tell
something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't
if they
come,
don't.
Yeah, you'd say, well, now, if you don't come,
I will be disappointed or I'll be unhappy. Or. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you and somebody else are going to be glad to see me. If I come to see you, you would say we
are very happy to see you. Mm-hmm. Are glad you came.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll be glad to see you. Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Would you have you ever heard people say that we'll be proud to see you?
Be proud to see you. Me delighted too. To see you.
Yeah. All means about the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you might say to a child, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Spank you.
I'm going to have
to give you a whipping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if a boy is real interested in a girl and he spends a lot of his time with her?
He's so falling in love.
Yeah. You'd say he's doing what?
With courting.
Courting the girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about talking about two people like this? He would be called her what? The boy would be called the girl's what?
Her sweetheart.
Sweetheart or
boyfriend, a girlfriend.
Something like that, mm-hmm. Right. And she would be his
girlfriend or sweetheart.
Okay. If a boy comes home with some lipstick on his collar and his little brother happened to see that, he'd say, well, I know what you've been doing. You've been
kissing your girl.
Any old-fashioned terms that somebody might say for that?
Smooching.
Smooching. Yeah. Okay. So if this boy asks the girl to marry him and she doesn't want him, what would you say that she did to him?
She refused him. Jilted him.
Mm-hmm. Turned him down.
Yeah.
But if she didn't turn him down, they might go ahead and
get married.
Get married. Have you ever heard any humorous words?
Wed.
Okay. What about at the wedding? What do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
The best man.
Is there any other name for that? Have you heard? That's about the only thing?
I think a buddy or... The best man.
You ever heard it called the groomsman?
The grooms, yeah. Mm-hmm. Groomsman.
And what do you call the girl who stands up with the bride?
The bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of something that goes on after a wedding? Maybe all the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the home and
serenade.
Serenade.
What I've done a lot of that.
Is that what
a lot of fun?
Like? Is that just a just carry
it well, it's just certain pranks that they pull on them, as such as.